what's in your closet. Bear with me for just a minute, and I hope I can connect this to the Gospel of Luke. Now, let's be clear. There are some fashion do's and don'ts. Women, your stockings are not supposed to be darker than your shoes. No one wears white to the wedding except the bride. Gentlemen, you are not without rules. Socks and sandals are a no-no. There are some rules, some fashion etiquette. And these things shape how we dress. And also, not only the fashion rules, but what it is we are going to do. What circumstances we are going to face, encounter, engage, determines what we wear. For instance, if I were going to go with Jim Mazon, I do not know why he does this, to Bears games in the middle of December, would I wear this with my toes out? No! And if I were going to swim the English Channel, would I wear my bedrobe? Probably not! This is my robe. This robe is 21 years old. I'm not kidding. It's very old. My niece is 17 and I have a picture holding her in it. And she was like, Titi, please. This would not work if I were gonna swim the English Channel. I am so glad to get out of this. And if I were going to join Elaine McNulty and hike across the United States with a backpack that's like 50 or 60 pounds, would I be dressed properly now? Elaine just said no. Beloved, we dress for the occasion. There are these moments in the Gospel of Luke where Jesus steps in to be our fashion consultants. You see, those two texts that Patty read, one from Luke and one from Acts, come from the same point in the story. If you read Luke's and if you read Acts, what follows those verses is Jesus' ascension into heaven. And in Acts, he says very clearly, you shall receive power. The word he uses in the Greek, lambano, means to receive, to take hold of, to receive by hand. It is the traditional, it is the standard word for something that's exchanged from one to another. In Acts, he says, you shall receive power, but not in Luke. In Luke, he says, you're going to be clothed. And I have to look it so I pronounce it right. Evato. Evato is what, how do you say it?
It's enduo.
Enduo. Thank you. See, if you take Greek in seminary, you can do this better. Enduo. You will be clothed in power. And every other use of enduo in the Gospels is about putting on clothes. Enduo is used when they talk about Jesus and they put on the robe as he's about to be crucified. Enduo is used in Mark when they talk about John the Baptist being clothed in camel hair. It's used in Mark also when they talk about enduo, put on sandals. Every other use of this term in enduo in the Gospels is about putting on. Jesus had become the fashion police for the disciples in this moment. He was clear with them that this was the moment for them to put on, to dress themselves in power. Why would they need power? Because, beloved, the world into which they were going was one that was dangerous for them. The world into which they were going was one when they would face persecution, even death. And Jesus knew that for them to be his disciples, to move out into the world, they would need power. But be careful. Because Jesus is not talking about power in the way the world uses power. He's not talking about power over. He is talking about power with. Jesus' power is never going to be the power that demands or coerces. It's never going to be the power that says, you must follow me or you will be punished in this way. It's a power that says, I have a plan for you. I am inviting you. I am welcoming you. I give you your free will. And if you choose to step away, that is your power. But my power with you will engage you in a mission that will change the world. My power with you will enable you to speak and worlds will be changed. My power with you. In the Gospel of John, he says, if my power is with you, you'll be able to do even greater things than I did. Power with. Be clothed with power. But he also says to them, wait. Why? If you're going to clothe me with power, put on my superhero cape and I'm ready to go. But power is dangerous. Power can be used to corrupt. Power can be used to beat down. Power can be used to install yourself above someone and over someone. Power is dangerous. And Jesus says to them, yes, I want you to be clothed in power, but I want you to settle down first. I want you to be ready to use this power. And the message in that text from Luke offers three things that he wants them to do before they are ready to run out with their power. Did you hear it as Patty read it? The first thing he says is, I want you to remember what is happening to me, Jesus says, is a fulfillment of the prophets. It's a fulfillment of Moses. It's a fulfillment of the Psalms. I want you to remember that in Moses' language, in the Torah, he says, love neighbor and love God. He says to welcome the stranger. In Moses' language, he says, be kind and gentle. In the Torah, Moses reminds us not to be arrogant. Remember that golden calf scene? That was power run amok. Jesus is saying, yes, I want you clothed in power, but first, I need you to remember what you learned from Moses, that this world is yours, but you must be obedient to me. I want you to remember what you learned from the prophets. It's in the prophets that we encounter my sister Jezebel, where her greed overtakes her and she begins to run roughshod. Jesus knows that they are going to have power, and it could be power to take over. That this greed of power and leadership could grab them. I want you to wait until you hear what the prophets have to tell you. The prophets tell you, be gracious and kind. The prophets tell you, don't honor those who are rich over those who are poor. The prophets tell you, come together and worship me in truth. The prophets tell us that while we are loved and claimed by God, that our obedience to God is to follow in his ways. Yes, I want you clothed in power, but wait. Wait until you remember what Moses taught and what the prophets taught. Wait until you hear my words from the Psalm. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, but you are also given to sin. Come, I want you clothed in power, but I want you clothed in that power after you have settled in. After you know what I want you to be, then when you are clothed in that power, you will go out with a gentleness. You will go out with my story. The first thing I want you to do is to remember. And the second thing, the text tells us, he opened their mind to understand. Remembering the text is only part of it. Getting it into our being so that we understand God's word is another part. It's why we come on Sunday. It's why we study throughout the week. It's why there were 24 people in Sunday school this morning. It's why we seek to know God's Word. It's why we are in dialogue with one another, that we might deepen our understanding of what it is God has said in His Word. For if we don't understand it, that power we're going to be clothed with will send us out to beat people into obedience, will send us out to damn people to hell, will send us out to say, the understanding that I have is the only understanding, will send us out to critique and tear down. But when we understand God's word is always to love and to lift up, then that power we can use in ways that glorify. We need to remember, we need to understand. And then the third thing that we have to wait in order to know how to use that power is to tell the story the way Jesus wants us to tell it. Tell the story my way. Did you hear what Patty read? That he came to bring repentance and forgiveness. Words like punishment. Words like judgment. Words like division. Words like outcast are not in that sentence. I want you to tell the story my way, that I have come that people might repent. Metanoia is the Greek word, to turn and go the other way, that people might speak from their hearts. God, I have not been perfect, but your love comes and covers me, and it draws me to want to turn and follow you. And forgiveness, beloved, whenever you read the word forgive in the gospel, it means let go. It means let go. Forgiveness of self is letting go of the things that I have done that are not like God. Letting go so that they do not bind me and they do not burden me. Letting go so that they are not the Jacob Marley chain that I wear through life. Letting go so that God's love might free me to be fully who I am. He came for repentance and forgiveness, not only forgiveness of myself, but as you encounter those in your life that have broken your heart or disappointed you. He came for forgiveness. Tell the story my way. Let go. Let nothing that has come burden you so that it stops you from loving your God. Let go. Let nothing that someone else has done to you stop you from being free to love even them, because God's love is just that able. Let go that you might be light and able to move in the world. You will be clothed with power, but it is power that I need you to use in specific ways. It is power to bless. It is power to enlighten. It is power to welcome. It is power to encourage. It is power, those fruits of the Spirit that Dr. Sammy taught about. It's power to be joyful, power to be patient, power to be self-control, power to be kind, power to be filled with peace, power to have love, power to be my love in the world. Beloved, there's some rules for how we dress if we're going to follow him. And we are powerful, but not in the way of the world. We are powerful to connect. We are powerful to restore. We are powerful to build up. We are powerful to bless. We are powerful to love. And you will be clothed with power. But wait. Wait until you are ready. And here's where the choir song comes in. Wait in a place that is safe. Wait in a place where you will be challenged, where you will learn. Wait in a place like this where we gather and we feel one another's warm embrace. Wait in a place where God's word spills out of brothers and sisters so that we might all grow strong. Wait, but not too long. For the world is in need of this kind of power. The world is in need of a community clothed with this kind of power. May we check out what's in our closets. And may we find the power to remember. May we find the power to understand. May we find garments that are the power to tell Jesus' story the way he told it, filled with welcome and love and repentance and forgiveness and grace. I sing the mighty power of God. That's our closing hymn. I sing this power that makes possible the rising of the mountains. I sing this power that makes possible the restoration of the earth. I sing this mighty power that is in you, and in you, and in us. May we go into the world singing fully, fully the mighty power of the one that said, you will be clothed with power. Amen.